Welcome back, family. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sensing a powerful energy today, and it's telling me to remind you that it's not over until God says it's over. Chasing your dreams? I get it. That's one of the toughest challenges out there, and it's why so many of you might feel like throwing in the towel. You might find yourself settling because your circumstances seem overwhelming. You might think you don't have enough money, enough resources, or maybe you feel you're too old, or it's too late to start anew. These thoughts are just reflections of what you can see in the moment. But here's the thing. When you're not following what God is revealing about your true self, your vision becomes clouded. You're not seeing things as they truly are. You're only seeing the obstacles, the limitations, the temporary struggles. But there's a bigger picture, a divine plan that you might not be able to see right now. Stay with me and let's explore this together. You're not just seeing things properly because your eyesight is focused on the physical, on the here and now, instead of the bigger divine picture that God has planned for you. Now let's talk about vision and where you're focusing your energy. I'm feeling that you need to fix your eyes not on what you can see, but on what's unseen. The stuff you see every day, that's just temporary. But what's unseen, that's eternal. So stop letting what you see right now dictate your mood and your moves. The visible things are just temporary obstacles. The real, lasting stuff, that's what you can't see with your eyes. You gotta feel it with your soul. You might be wondering, how do you focus on something you can't see? That's where vision comes in. Vision isn't just about seeing with your eyes. It's about seeing with your heart and mind. Real vision is the ability to see beyond your current circumstances. If you don't have this kind of vision, it's like being blind. You're only seeing the obstacles right in front of you. You've got to look past the present challenges to overcome and break free from the system holding you back. Vision is the ability to think about or plan your future with imagination and wisdom. And I'm sensing that a lot of your creativity and imagination have been stifled by bills, work, the daily grind. It's like your creativity has been buried under all the day-to-day stuff. But here's the deal. To fix your eyes on the unseen, you need to reignite that imagination. You need creativity to see beyond your current situation. God gave you this gift for a reason. It's time to nurture your imagination, to dream big, and to visualize the life you want, even if it seems out of reach right now. Your vision, your creativity, that's your power to see beyond and to overcome whatever's in your way. I'm feeling a powerful energy right now, and it's all about your imagination. God placed this incredible gift within you for a reason, to let you visualize things that aren't here yet, things that haven't manifested in this world or dimension. Your imagination is so important, and you've got to nurture it. Set aside some time to really think about what you want, to dream about how you want to live. How do you see yourself? Are you seeing yourself the way God sees you? Your self-image is crucial. How you view yourself impacts everything in your life. It's a key part of self-love. So let's not fix our eyes on just what's in front of us and what we can see. Instead, let's focus on what's unseen, our imagination, our vision. This unseen realm is where your true potential lies. Keep dreaming, keep visualizing, and see yourself as the amazing being God created you to be. I've received a powerful message directly from God, and maybe it was meant for you to hear it through me. This message might not resonate with everyone, but for some of you, it's exactly what you need to hear. God has given us incredible things to hold on to. He said, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." This scripture is a reminder that the vision God has given you has its own perfect timing. There's a designated moment for that vision to manifest in your life. You might feel like your dreams are taking too long to come true. You're waiting, wondering if it's ever going to happen. But trust in this. There is a divine timing at play. The vision God has shown you about yourself and your life has an appointed time to unfold. It's like a seed planted in fertile soil. it will grow and bloom when the time is right. I know waiting can be tough. It's easy to get discouraged when things don't happen as quickly as you'd like. But remember, if it seems slow, be patient. It's on its way. The promise God has given you will come to fruition. It will not delay beyond its appointed time. So hold on to your faith. Keep believing in the vision God has placed in your heart. It's coming, and when it does, it will be at the perfect time. Don't rush the process. Trust in God's timing. Your breakthrough is on the horizon. Keep your eyes on the vision, stay patient, and know that what God has promised you is on its way. I feel a powerful message coming through, and it's meant for you. God has given you a vision, and it's destined to manifest. This vision will not lie to you. It is true and real. Even if it feels like it's taking a long time, wait for it. It will surely come, and it will not delay beyond the perfect time God has set. This is a promise from God telling you that what He has shown you about yourself and your life will come to pass. Remember, God is not like humans who can lie. His word is true and unfailing. He is telling you to wait for it. Some of you might be feeling tired, thinking about giving up. You're looking at your situation and feeling stuck, like you're in a tight spot. You might be thinking, maybe I should just go back to my old job, or maybe I should give up on my dreams. But God is saying, hold on, wait for the appointed time. Your vision will come to pass. You're on the brink of something great, but you're giving up too soon. God says, it's not over until He says it's over. The fact that you are still here, still breathing, and watching this video means that it's not over for you. You woke up today for a reason. You are still in the game. Don't let the temporary struggles you see around you cloud your vision. The enemy might try to deceive you, making you think that what you see is all there is, but it's not. There's so much more waiting for you. Stay patient and keep the faith. Trust in God's timing. Your breakthrough is closer than you think. Remember, God's promise is real, and it will happen. Keep holding on, keep believing, and know that as long as you're here, your story isn't finished. You're still in the game, and it's not over. Your vision is on its way, so keep your eyes on the prize and trust that God's timing is perfect. Let me share a powerful scripture with you. It comes from Psalms 1:1-3. It reads, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." Some of you are feeling the urge to give up right now, but God is saying you need to stay rooted. Stay planted in His Word. Like a tree planted by streams of water, drawing life and nourishment, you too need to stay connected to His Word, meditating on it day and night. In due season, you will bear fruit. There's an appointed time for your success and growth. Everything you do is going to prosper if you stay planted in God's Word. Your journey isn't over yet. You have to keep your eyes on the things that are unseen, because what you see can often deceive you. The enemy can trick you out of your blessings and inheritance if you're not seeing things clearly. Remember, everything is not as it seems. Do not be deceived by appearances. Stay planted by those streams of living water, and in your season, you will bear fruit. Your time is coming. Everything you do will prosper if you remain rooted in God's promises. God is reminding you that it's not over yet. Keep your eyes on the vision He has given you, not on the temporary circumstances around you. Trust in the unseen, the eternal promises of God. Stay strong, stay rooted, and believe that your season of prosperity is on its way. Thank you so much for joining me today, family. I know my message may not resonate with everyone, but I hope this message resonated with you and gave you the encouragement you needed. This message was something I needed to deliver to you. It was what you needed the most right now. Remember, God's timing is perfect, and His promises are true. Keep holding on to your vision, stay rooted in His Word, and trust that your breakthrough is on its way. If this message touched your heart, please like, comment, and share it with others who might need to hear it too. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more uplifting content. Stay blessed, stay strong, and keep your faith alive. You're still in the game, and it's not over until God says it's over. Until next time, take care and keep shining your light. Peace and blessings to you all.